Joined here by head coach Dan Martin of the Mercer Boys. We're going to have a few interviews like this year that we do have a game to talk about that the Mercer Boys played. That was last Tuesday at Southwest Livingston. And then at some point they found out, hey, there was a kid on the bench who was came up with a positive COVID-19. And that's just not that good at all, because then you get the direct contact, and that, you know, that's coaching staff, entire team. So you guys have had to shut it down for about a week and a half, correct?
Yeah, we are all, the entire boys program is home now, so we are not practicing, playing, or having any contact with each other or anyone else for the next week.
When is it? Next Monday? A week from today. That
you've
been told.
Ours is over actually on the 15th, I believe. But then obviously we have the weekend,
right?
So Monday will be our first day back in the classroom and on the court competitively. We'll probably, if it all works out the way we want it to, we'll probably get together on Saturday and Sunday just to take advantage of a couple days before a potential game we have.
I guess I don't know the answer to this, because you're scheduled to be in the South Harrison tournament this week. Obviously, it's not going to happen as far as Tuesday and Thursday games. If you're saying like a consolation final Saturday at 2, would you be able to play in that or no, Coach? What do you understand about that?
I believe legally, yes, we would be able to. The way I'm new to all the, this is my first time of any of this taking place as far as affecting me personally. And as far as I understood, our quarantine lasts until Friday. So the way I gathered, anything past Friday, we're good to go.
Would that be, I guess, if it's possible that you'd play Saturday in a consolation final, per se, if you had to, you know, obviously I would think that from Mercer's perspective that it would probably be a forfeit for the first two games of the tournament. Is that something that, if the possibility is there, that you feel like that would be good for the boys to play?
Oh, at this point, I think the boys, if they had any opportunity whatsoever to play anything, I think they'd take it. So, yeah, I would see, where we're at right now is any kind of potential we can have a competition, they're more than ready, because this one kind of hit them hard. You know, we had some really good practices and things were kind of going in the direction we were wanting them to go, and the next thing you know, we can't even work on those things for the next week. So conditioning wise and things like that, whatever we can do, that I'm sure they're willing to do. If that was an option, they would take it.
Yeah, if I were to ask the boys, they'd go, are you kidding me? Yeah, absolutely. We'll play on Saturday. we'll see what happens with that. You know, certainly that would be really good for Mercer. As a coach, you know, I think you would look at it and say, hey, if we got a chance to practice and whatever they call them now, they called them killers back in the day, and folks know what they are when you run from free throw line to baseline and so on. Is it more advantageous to get in shape that way, Coach, or is it more advantageous to get the boys on the floor and play a game and just, you know, kind of the old-fashioned way, getting back in shape that way?
I think it's, at this point, too, I think we're going to take, obviously, whatever we can. I would like them to get in shape as far as my opinion is that just the cardio side of things. I think it's easier to lose your win than it is your memory sometimes, and I want them to just be as active as possible. So the first opportunity we would have to do anything, I've told them to go, you know, cut wood, go squirrel hunting, do whatever they can outside to just keep walking or moving or do something throughout the day. And then if there's a game opportunity we had when this is over, we would probably gladly, you know, take it. But I part of it is just the conditioning side of things. I want them to stay active regardless of what's thrown at us. So that's kind of our focus right now, is just making them – I can't monitor what they're doing and things, but they've sat down and told me that they've watched certain ball games of teams coming up two or three different times, and I think they've put forth probably more game film time than I have as of right now, just trying to do something basketball oriented.
Yeah, it's frustrating, certainly, because I'm sitting there thinking, hey, if I'm in their shoes, I'd get myself to the gym and do a little bit of running, but they can't do that. They're stuck.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're home.
I mean,
they're not doing anything.
68-31 loss down at Ludlow against Southwest last Tuesday, Coach. We talked about them not having the big guy inside in Mac Anderson this year, but that's still a really good Southwest team that you played last Tuesday.
They played really well. they shot the ball as good as any team we've played this year as far as just percentage shooting behind the arc. The Neptune kid had a phenomenal game. And I felt like also I don't feel like we played, not taking anything away from anyone else either, but I just don't feel like we played at all like ourselves throughout the entire game. I think mentally we were taken out of it pretty early. It was what I feel a little more physical than what our boys are used to playing. So that kind of turned into a little bit of a problem for us, which then affected the mental state. It was just an all-around a game I wish we could have back one of these days, because I really feel we're better than that. But, you know, you got to come every game, and you got to be mentally tough every game, and that's what happens.
Well, you get him back eligible on Friday. Maybe there's a game Saturday. We don't know, so, you know, we're just kind of speculating on that. But if you look at next week, you got games on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. So you got a Tuesday and Wednesday practice in there, a three-game week. What's kind of your thought process for once you get the kids eligible, you know, how much practice you want to get in over the next weekend and then in the next week?
I think if regarding what you spoke about earlier with the South Texas, whatever comes out of that comes out of it. But I think we're going to go ahead, if everything I understand properly is starting with Saturday, we can get out and about. I'm thinking we're going to go ahead and do a Saturday practice, Sunday practice, go probably pretty hard on Saturday. And if we'd end up with that Monday game, go really well on Sunday, but obviously do more drilling than anything, and then play the game Monday, go really hard Tuesday and Wednesday, and see what, you know, go hope for the best. At least this happened this week with our homecoming week being the next week, you know, so at least it's, if I have to give up one thing for the boys, I'd rather them not be able to play in the South Harrison tournament than miss out on their homecoming week and all the activities you get to do and all the things that makes homecoming so special.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, too, is, and it sounds like you have a group of guys that are like this, they love playing basketball. They're disappointed, obviously, they can't play this week. So, whether, you know, it's kind of rare to get in on a Sunday and get some conditioning done, but it sounds like you got a group of guys that, whether it's a Saturday practice or a game or a Sunday practice, at this point, they're just going to do whatever coach says because they want to get back on the floor.
That's exactly right. We had our meeting when all this came about. We got them all together, met with them, told them how it was going to go. First thing out of their mouth was, well, can we, you know, when our quarantine was lifted, the first thing out of their mouth was, well, can we get in here Saturday then and Sunday? And that way, you know, we can work the weekend at least and try to get back. So it's definitely on their mind. And like I said, the sad part is right before all this happened, we had probably a couple of our best practices we've ever had, and things just really, I saw something that, you know, that was really needed to be, we really needed to do. And then they get all excited about it, and, you know, and it's like, hey, sorry guys. So I think it maybe it put a little bit of fire in them though, and some drive to get this over with, get back in the gym and get real serious for the last stretch of our basketball season, you know?
Yeah. Tyne-Avalon game is the next one on the schedule for the Mercer boys. That'll be next Monday. Tyne-Avalon is at 2-5, Mercer 0-5, still looking for that elusive first victory of the season. Coach, I won't even say get healthy, because as I understand it, you got a lot of guys who are just, you know, close contacts, not necessarily feeling under the weather, just anxious to get back to the court. So hopefully we can make this a week go fast for you and get the guys back on the court come the weekend. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.